The downtown Milwaukee River bustles with activity these days. Boaters and paddlers cruise the river while people on shore sit at cafes. It would have been difficult to imagine the scene just a few decades ago when the river was still largely an industrial dumping ground. But things started changing when the city developed the Riverwalk. It now spans miles. Yet WUWM's Amanda Becker reports on one small part of the dream that has not taken hold, at least not yet, the creation of river taxis. Signs are posted, but no taxis.
Jake Shinelli's company, Milwaukee Boatline, provides entertainment cruises that use the Milwaukee River. He says he's watched the activities here grow significantly. For example, people using kayaks and sitting on the many patios that now line the river. So, why no river taxis?
We've thought about it, but never gone too far.
There's small boats that shuttle people across the water. Other cities with busy riverfronts use them. Chicago, for example.
The utilitarian benefit to a water taxi, I think, is still a bit dubious. It's just, frankly, a little bit too easy to drive and park to destinations, either downtown or the lakefront or the east side.
And Shinelli says there are obstacles to taxis on the Milwaukee River.
As we sit here between two giant parking ramps that were built in the 1960s, when that's what it was thought the future of the riverfront was going to be used for, we're still maybe in a transition period.
When we first began installing Riverwalk segments, it was always contemplated that there would be a river or water taxi service.
Alyssa Remington is an economic development specialist for the city of Milwaukee.
And so these signs were created 25 years ago and then located wherever there were public docks so that there would be a known stop for a water taxi.
I asked people along the Riverwalk downtown if they saw any use for a taxi system along the river. Rita Demerit and Mitchell Heinke said they could see it.
I guess I don't know why they wouldn't.
Probably lack of interest or funding.
We have a lot of rivers. You can take it from Bayview even up to downtown.
I mean, we have three major rivers. We could take it from home to work.
Yeah.
From Bayview to here.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. If it made like financial sense. Yeah.
The city's Alyssa Remington says it is possible there could be water taxis in the future. But organizers would have to work out a few things first, such as the insurance. Yet she sees how interest in using the water has grown over the past couple decades.
With the kayaks and canoes and, you know, the three different river cruise lines was not something that they contemplated, and it's far greater and better than we could have hoped for. So
Jake Shinelli, the cruise line owner, says he hopes the city continues developing its riverfront.
He's a boat owner, but also a bicyclist and, you know, person who walks a lot of places, I would be in favor of increasing access and safety of pedestrians and bicyclists and having people drive a little bit less maybe downtown. I'd love there to be a river taxi.
Yet Shinelli says other things around the city would likely have to change first.
There are big, huge structures that are going to be, you know, quite involved to take down. But back in the 60s, the river was extremely polluted. Folks really couldn't even imagine this being in any way, shape, or form a recreational destination.
For now, the public docks along the Milwaukee River will simply hold the water taxi signs created 25 years ago. Amanda Becker, 89.7 WUWM.